From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Afion. Now, the BET Awards are this weekend. In fact, our very own Tom Joyner will be there receiving the Humanitarian Award. Congratulations, Tom. Very high praise for you, sir. All eyes will be on the fashion as Tom and other A-listers walk the red carpet. This morning, we are talking red carpet fashion, you know, like how to keep the girls in place. Tom, that's not an issue for you. Style ruts. And all things fashion. I'm going inside her story with style expert and my good friend, Ty Beauchamp, who is host of the new hit TLC fashion show, Dare to Wear, which comes on Friday nights. You guys, you got to check it out. Now, Ty, I want to say good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
So excited. Very excited to have you here because, you know, I love fashion. Let's talk about red carpets.
Yes.
Now, you know, a lot of celebrities, I always have this question, females, when they're walking the red carpet, no matter what dress they have on, the girls are always in place. They're always
they're
perky
always
and in place.
Nice and Ty, snug, right?
What is the secret? Because there are a lot of ladies out there going to black tie events, all that. They want to know, how are they doing? Is it? Tape? Is it? I mean, what's going on?
Well, it's definitely help. Let me say that, Jackie, for sure. You definitely need a lot of help. So there are a lot of products out there on the market, including like the cutlets to help you put them in place so that they're nice and smooth. And so the cutlets, and there are bras that are convertible that are strapless and also don't show a lot of lines in the back, right? And they sometimes tape their boobs into place.
Okay.
And also they put the bralettes within the dress. So they're actually sewn into the dress. So you don't have to worry about those straps. But the thing that I say that when you're getting red carpet ready, especially for the ladies, enlist support. Everybody doesn't have help, right? You don't have your personal stylist in place to help you. But get your friend to help you out, right? So you might have your friend come over, help sew you in, help strap you in, and get those things in place for you.
That's really a great suggestion because I've tried to get ready on my own. There's a lot of things, you know, that you need help with, especially as a woman. So that is a great suggestion. I love that. You know, a lot of celebrities, well, let's give some folks some other advice, the way that celebrities do it. You say a lot of folks, you know, will get their hair cut in advance, not the morning of.
Absolutely. So one of the things, especially for women, so guys, it's a little bit different. So Tom, congratulations, first of all. So I know that you will get your hair cut probably the day before, and that's okay.
He'll shave the day before.
Day before, but you'll get shaved, and you'll get nice and groomed, get your beard and everything, you know, trimmed. And
mustache.
And nice and great,
yeah,
the day before. But for ladies with your hair, what I like to recommend is that you get your hair cut at least a week or two in advance of a big event, because you don't want to have a fresh new haircut and not necessarily like it, right? You want to have a little bit of time for it to grow in. So you get it done a week or two before.
When should you dye?
Well, for the guy, I say the day before.
No,
right?
He said, when should you dye your hair? When should you add color?
The color you can do.
Or rinse out the gray. When should you do that?
When you're looking to get rid of the gray, you can do that 2 to 3 days before. But the other thing you want to be considerate about is that when you dye your hair right before an event, you usually have the color lines around your hair, so you don't want to, you know, have that seen on the red carpet in those photos.
As the best friend of someone who had that yesterday, what's the best way to get rid of that as quickly as possible if you wait till the last minute where that rinse is still on the skin?
With getting the rinse off the skin, you can use some alcohol to just rub along the hairline. And there are also some products on the line that actually remove the color. But you want to be very, very, very careful with that. So I like to say do it 2 to 3 days before actually the big event.
Okay. And what do you say, take a bath the night before?
I say take a very relaxing bath the night before the big event. Because here's the thing. Being on the red carpet, being in front of people, having your picture taken is not easy. I know everyone thinks it's so glamorous for everyone, but it is not an easy thing. So I like to say relax. It also makes your skin nice and fresh, right? And then also you apply your great moisturizer. Your skin will look hydrated and nice and dewy.
Okay. Speaking of skincare, you say that a lot of celebrities really put a lot of planning into this long before the red carpet date.
Absolutely. So it's a lot of preparation. A lot of thought goes into this. So a lot of celebrities go to their dermatologist well a month in advance of the big event, and they're preparing the skin in advance. So you go for a facial about a week in advance, but you're going to your dermatologist in advance to make sure that your skin is healthy and taken care of, and, you know, you go for your chemical peel a month in advance.
get those extractions taken care of so you don't have any friends on the red carpet with you on your face.
Now, what Absolutely. About what about sweating? Because, Avion, what's the temperature out there in Los Angeles?
100. easy 100.
And because of the time difference, you're walking the red carpet when it's
in the middle of the afternoon. That's
in the middle
true.
Of the afternoon when it's really, really, really hot. And I sweat like James.
Oh, my goodness. So
and the lights
thing,
on the red carpet.
For guys and for girls, you have to carry blotting papers or some type of powder to really release, to cover up some of the dewiness and the moisture that you might have from sweating. Guys might have their handkerchief, which I know you'll have, Tom. And so you want to just make sure that before you hit the red carpet that you add a little bit of that powder so it absorbs some of that moisture that you have in the sun.
And what if you have a mate who is or a friend who is reluctant to use powder? You will just say, just take the tissue or the handkerchief and do some blotting.
Yeah, you definitely, and blotting papers are very, very discreet, so you can tuck them into your jacket, you know, if you're carrying a jacket, or you can simply put them inside your clutch and your carry-on. And it's very simple, so it's discreet, so you can, you know, really just move over into the corner and just blot your nose simply.
I hear you, Sip. You know, the three of us are walking the red carpet. Sybil, Jay, and I, and I do sweat like James. I sweat in the shower.
carry tissue, Sybil. You're going to have to carry tissue for the game.
Ain't no paper, ain't no tissue going to help that, no powder. You staying at a nice hotel, bring a towel with you.
Ty, tell us about your new show that just started this season, Dare to Wear.
So Dare to Wear is a show, it's a new type of transformation makeover show, and I like to say it's a transformation show because it really touches women around the why they wear what they wear, right? And it really connects with them about helping them to see themselves differently.
So you have friends switch styles?
Yes, exactly. So I bring two women together and I have them swap clothes, right? So
I think you should have Jay and Tom do this.
Would you guys be up for that?
Come on, Jay and Tom.
No, I'm not comfortable with that. Thank you very much.
That would be
I have nothing against it. I'm just not comfortable.
Not your costumes that you guys wear, your regular outfits.
No. Ty, Dare to Wear is on Friday nights. What time?
10 p.m. on TLC Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time.
It's a fun show. Congratulations.
It really is. Congratulations, Ty.
Call your colors, Sybil. What you wearing?
I'm following you, boss. What do you have?
I'm going dark. I'm a big guy. I'm
dark and lovely.
I'm slimming down.
Dark and lovely. There you go.